Well, I want to read you something. It comes from the Bible, and it talks about being safe. And it's from the book of John, and it says this. It's Jesus, and he's speaking, and he says, "Let me set this before you as plain as I can. If a person climbs over or through the gate of a sheep pen instead of going through the fence of a sheep pen instead of going through the gate, you know he's up to no good, a sheep rustler. The shepherd walks right up to the gate. The gatekeeper opens the gate to him, and the sheep recognize his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he gets them all out, he leads them, and they follow because they are familiar with his voice. They won't follow a stranger's voice, but will scatter because they aren't used to the sound of it." Jesus told this simple story, but the people listening had no idea what he was talking about. So he tried again. "I'll be explicit then. I am the gate for the sheep. All those others are up to no good. Sheep stealers, every one of them. But the sheep don't listen to them. I am the gate. Anyone who goes through me will be cared for, will freely go in and out and find pasture. A thief is only there to steal and kill and destroy. I came so they can have real and eternal life, more and better than they ever dreamed of." In that passage, Jesus is telling people that he is someone that they can look after them. In fact, he's saying, "I am like a shepherd." Now, I don't know whether you know much about shepherds these days, but I'll explain in a minute a little bit about them. Someone who looks after sheep, someone who guides them and makes sure they're safe and feeds them. That's what Jesus is saying. And the people listening don't really understand. So he tries to be very plain and he says this, "I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep." Now, has anyone ever seen a gate? Seen a gate? I've seen many gates, little gates, big gates, you know, broken gates, workable gates. And you know, we think of gates, we might think of animals, we might think of sheep. But when you think of a gate, do you think of a person being like a gate? Have you ever seen a person like a gate? No? See, I find it weird. Why does Jesus say, "I am the gate for the sheep"? Well, this is where we need to know what shepherds are. Because in Bible times, the sheep weren't on farms like they are now. They were just out in the wild, and the shepherd used to stay with them all the time to look after them. And then at night, he would put the sheep in either a cave, if there was a cave around, or surrounded by some hedges, or somewhere that was safe on all sides. And of course, there had to be a way to get in and out. And so there was a gap at the front. So if it was a cave, the sheep would go into the cave, but then there'd be a gap. And what would happen? How would they block that gap? There were no gates. So what would happen was the shepherd would lie down. Did you know that? Well, they would have run out, wouldn't they? Because there's a gap. So the shepherd would lie down in the gap to protect the sheep. The shepherd would become a gate. He would lie in the gap and keep the sheep safe. So when Jesus says, "I am the gate for the sheep," the people listening thought, oh yeah, he's like the shepherd that lies down in the gap to keep the sheep safe. And what Jesus is really saying in that passage is, you know, you, people, us, we are sheep, and he is the gate. He's the one we can go to be safe. So as we come to church this morning to think about gates, which we will, and safety and protection, we can be assured that when we come to Jesus, he will protect us and keep us safe because he is our God. And we're going to sing a song now that has "How Big Our God Is" in it. Someone's going to help me. Would you like to come up? There was a man called Elijah in the Bible. He was a prophet, which meant that he used to go out and tell people what God wanted them to do. Now, Elijah did a lot of things. He went to the leaders of his country in the day, and he told them they weren't following what God wanted. So first of all, he told them there would be a famine. There'd be no rain or anything on the land for 3 years. And then, of course, because he told everyone that God was going to do that, there was no rain. So Elijah then had to go and find food for himself and water to drink. And then after that, Elijah came back after 3 years to the leaders of the country and he said, "You're still not following God. You're following the wrong gods. So God is going to show you who the true God is." And there's a very famous story where he has a competition with the prophets of Baal, the false god, and himself worshipping the real God. And they build two altars. And the prophets of Baal call out to Baal and say, "Pour fire down on this altar." But Baal can't hear them. And then Elijah builds an altar and he pours water all over it. And then he goes, "Oh God, show everyone that you're God." And he covers the altar in fire straight away. So Elijah did many great things. But then he got a bit scared. And so he had to find somewhere safe to go. So he ran away. And he ran and he ran and he ran. And he hid under a little bush. And when he'd hidden under the bush, God appeared to him and said, "Elijah, you've been running a lot. You need water and you need food." So Elijah drank and Elijah ate. And then he slept again. And then God appeared to him again and woke him up and said, "You need more water and you need more food because you're tired." So Elijah ate and drank again and fell asleep. And then when he woke again, God said, "Elijah, why are you here?" And Elijah ran again because he wanted to be really safe from these prophets of Baal who were after him. And he ended up in a cave. And God said, "Elijah, why are you here?" And Elijah said, "Because I'm scared. People want to kill me and I want to be safe." So God kept him in the cave. And then there was wind and then there was earthquake and then there was lots of things going on. And then suddenly there was silence. And Elijah came out and God said, "Elijah, why are you here?" And Elijah said, "Because I'm scared. I want to be safe." And God said, "Well, go back there and face all those people who you're scared of and do what I want you to do." You see, Elijah wanted to be safe, so he ran to God. But he couldn't stay in a cave forever. So God sent him back to do what God wanted him to do. He kept him safe for a while, but then he sent him back to do the things that he had asked him to do. And sometimes he does the same with us. I'll be explaining a bit more about that in a moment. You see, we all sometimes enjoy doing things and sometimes we don't. Sometimes we want to hide away and take the safest option. Sometimes it's the most sensible thing to do. But sometimes we want a little bit of risk. And it's the same with the story of Elijah. He couldn't hide away forever. He had to go back and take a bit of risk. And I guess that's why Jesus says, "I am the gate for the sheep." Because he says, "I'm the gate for the sheep. I will take care of you." But he also carries on. He says, "Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and they will go out and they will find pasture. I have come that they might have life and have it to the full." You see, Jesus doesn't say, "I'm the gate for the sheep. If you come to me, you will be safe forever with no problems and you'll be stuck forever." He says, "If you come to me, you will be safe, but you will also have to live life. You'll have to go out into the pasture. You can't just stay hiding in the cave. You'll have to go out again." And that's a bit like what the shepherd used to do. He used to lie across the entrance to the cave to keep the sheep safe at night. But then in the daytime, he'd get up and the sheep would go out and they'd eat some lovely grass and they'd find pasture. But they'd also be in danger from maybe the odd wolf or maybe a little bit of a hole they might fall into or maybe they'd get lost. Like the story Paula told last week about the lost sheep. But it did mean that they wouldn't be trapped all day in a little pen or a cave. They'd be able to go out and roam free. And it's the same with us as well. Jesus, when we come to him, offers us safety and protection and comfort. But he also lets us have the excitement and the adventure and the risk as well. And the great thing is that he doesn't just keep us safe when we come to him, but he actually walks with us out into the danger as well. Like the shepherd didn't just stay in the cave when the sheep went out, he'd wander around in the pasture. And that's what Jesus promises us. Life with safety, but also when we're in danger, life with him by our side. And that's what he calls life to the full. Now the trouble is, we're quite happy, a lot of us, to be safe with God. But when our lives involve a bit of danger or risk or problems or hurt, we start to go, well, where is God? Why has he left us? Where has he gone? Whereas actually, God says, well, I'm right with you. Because following me isn't just about having fun, being safe, coming to church, going on Christian camps, enjoying things like that. It's also about me being with you when you're not going through great times. About you trusting that I'll look after you when life is tough and life is hard. I want to finish with a little story. It's about a man who looked at life and he saw different things. I might have told you before. And he looked at life and he said, I see people out there who are in relationship with each other and they love each other and they care about each other. And he thought, that looks good. But then he also saw in these relationships that sometimes people hurt each other and they got upset. And he thought, I don't want anything to do with that. So he decided not to do the whole relationship thing. And then he looked at people who were working hard and they were being successful and he thought, oh, I'll do a bit of that. But then he saw sometimes things went wrong. Businesses went bad. Things didn't turn out as they should and people got hurt. And he thought, oh, I don't want anything to do with that. And then he looked at other people and they were giving things to others, helping people. And he thought, that looks good. And then he looked again and he saw that sometimes when things were given to people, they just took it and ran off. They didn't care. They hurt the person who was giving. And he thought, I don't want anything to do with that. And so he lived his life away from all the problems and the hurts and just kept himself safe. And at the end of his life, he got before God and he stood there and he said, God, here is my life. And God looked at him and he said, life? What life? What life? Because the man hadn't lived. He just watched it all go by and kept himself safe. And Jesus, our shepherd, offers us life to the full, meaning that yes, we'll go through bad times as well as be safe. But he promises to be with us in everything that happens. And we can trust in that promise. Let's pray together before we sing our final song.